There is a problem, though, isn't there, conflating terrorism, extremism, and hate crime. If somebody hates the idea, for instance, of gay marriage, which is, of course, legal, and they rail against it in one form or another, are they guilty of a hate crime?
No, this isn't about people having different views, different beliefs. It's not about people saying things that some people don't agree with. That debate is part of freedom of speech, and that debate is part of our democracy. It underpins our society. What this is about those whose extremist message is there in order to try and spread hatred and to divide communities. And that can, of course, lead to violence, but it also leads to other harms, as we've seen, as I say, with the increase in recorded hate crimes.
So how would you deal then with Muslim parents who object strongly, as many of them do, to the teaching of anti-homophobia in schools?
Well, if you're talking about what is going on, obviously when we see the curriculum in schools, we have a basic curriculum in schools. People have a right to have their views about certain aspects of life in our society. That's not what this strategy is about. Debate, healthy debate, is part of our democracy. People are, of course, entitled to hold different views. Some people will hold views that others will find objectionable. That's not what we're talking about in this strategy. What we're talking about is those people whose extremist views are promoted in a way in order to encourage hatred and division in our communities.
In order to encourage hatred. That's a bit of a dangerously loose phrase in a way, isn't it? Let me quote you what Jonathan Evans, Lord Evans, former head of the Security Service, MI5, wrote in The Telegraph recently. One can imagine the powers being used against harmless evangelical street preachers or the like out of misplaced zeal and a desire to demonstrate that they are not directed against one religion alone.
No, this is not what the strategy is about.
He's got
it
wrong.
Course, it's assuming that there are two things here. First of all, we're not talking, as I said, about somebody who stands up and says something that other people might not agree with or might find objectionable. But also, we're not just talking about taking powers against extremists. There are four areas of action that we identify within the strategy. One is about countering the extremist narrative, countering the extremist ideology. Another is actually about working with community groups to promote mainstream voices. Then there's powers to disrupt extremists, but also looking at building more cohesive communities. And underpinning this is something which is very important, which is a very positive promotion of the values that we share, the values that actually make our pluralistic society what it is and such a great place to live.
The problem is, though, if the former head of MI5 and indeed your own security minister, Dominic Raab, is uncertain about where this is going, there is going to be a problem, isn't there? Let me quote you what Dominic Raab said, the broad powers of proposed extremist interdiction orders, that is EDOs, could be abused. Those engaged in passionate debates, such as Christians, again, objecting to gay marriage, can find themselves slapped down. Or communist leaders like the late Bob Crowe, for instance, could find themselves in trouble.
No, that's not what this is about.
But it's worrying, isn't it worrying? If the very people who are meant to enforce these laws are uncertain about what they mean, we have a problem, don't we?
Well, first of all, can I just say Dominic Raab isn't the security minister. He is a minister in the Justice Minister.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes, I misheard then. And obviously, in terms of the powers, in looking at things like the extremist disruption orders, we will be bringing forward proposals in relation to that in due course. We are taking our time to make sure that we get any legislation right, to make sure that we're able to frame it in a way that doesn't lead to unintended consequences. But that is just one small part of this strategy.
Very, very important part of it, though, because you'd be creating a divided society.